is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bags tumble. Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here.
Can I just say something? Yes, Vincent's not even cocked and locked. I'm just telling you guys right now.
You know, it's really tough. It's really tough to be cocked and locked in your studio. But
Wait. My studio allows cocked and locked. Let's make this clear.
I know the rules do. But, Sam, here's the thing.
I'm cool with you being cocked, locked, and ready to rock and roll in my studio,
okay,
sir.
Yeah. It was such a hassle flying out here to Salt Lake City that I did not bring my gun.
But not because of my studio.
No. Yeah. But flying out here is a real nightmare with TSA. I feel naked. I really feel naked without my side.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, he is not Wolfman Jack. He's not naked. He's fully clothed, hanging out by me in my studio. And he's more than welcome to have a firearm. And let me just tell you the rules in my studio. You can have it concealed or open carry, your choice. We just simply go with the Second Amendment. And I'm not going to infringe on that. And I'm going to welcome it, sir.
Sam,
that's how we roll.
It's delightful being here with you in Utah, high atop the Rocky Mountains. Class, we're doing something really interesting. I'm in Sam's studio. And
surrounded by more electronics than you can imagine.
Right. Sam and I are knee-to-knee, literally knee-to-knee. And he's engineering the broadcast. He's engineering the broadcast on one network, his network, Liberty.
So you can hear it right here.
Liberty. So you can hear it right here.
Yeah.
See?
Sam. And Tom is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. So this is simulcast over two networks. And what is happening, class, is there's a convergence of broadcasters, sheriffs, chiefs of police, peace officers, and we are taking our country back.
Elected officials and the American people, just to add the round out of who's involved.
Including we the people. That's absolutely right.
And
it's all for we the people. And we are taking America back. And we came back from a conference that we're going to talk about. And with us is Kurt Crosby. Welcome, Kurt.
He's about to buenos dias. He's got to unmute himself.
Thank you. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for
staying. Kurt, we had a great time at your house last night. It was what an event.
Kurt's wife fed us dinner. It was fantastic.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kurt Crosby. And Sam Bushman's with us, and what a great host you are. And thanks for allowing me to stay at your home for so many days. It was really wonderful. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir. We're delighted to do it. We also got another important guest who was at the event with us on Friday, I might add.
You bet.
Who I had the delightful opportunity to sit by at breakfast on Saturday. I'm just telling you, man, the friends are many.
And dinner.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Yeah, but his dad was there for dinner, too. Yeah, that was the night before.
That's Frank Underhill. He's with us. And Frank Underhill Sr. was with us. He was over from British Columbia. So he spent the evening with us. And, Frank, it's great to have you with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. And, again, there's a lot of congratulations going around. Sam, thank you very much for brunch. I was appreciative, and thank you for all your hospitality and reception. And Vincent, of course, it's always a pleasure seeing you. And I've come out actually with eyes wide open from it because I did not know what to expect. There's a lot of talk the talk, but no walk the walk, and there's certainly a lot of walk the walk there. And again, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, solutions right around the corner. Now, Frank, I want to get your take, though, just from you didn't know much about it before. You got invited to an event because you're an instructor for USA Prepares and a good friend of ours. And we're grateful that we had the chance, because it was in your hometown where you live, you were able to attend, which we're grateful for. But just from a person who didn't know a whole lot about it before, but you got a quick crash course, so to speak. I want to just, without any other questions, I just want to know, give me your review, your thoughts, your... When you were in the middle of it, what did you think? When you started out, when you ended, when you analyzed it afterwards, give us the whole shebang.
Well, gentlemen, I think, Vincent, you probably thought, I thought I was only going to stay for 40 minutes and leave, but I was so...
Yeah, but you're among friends. That couldn't happen. Come on.
Well, that couldn't happen, but when you hear long-winded, but I stayed for, two, 3 hours listening, and I was just totally immersed in the conversation. And people from the outside would look in and say, am I really hearing what I'm hearing? And what I was hearing was actually people who uphold the not only the rule of law but the Constitution. And these sheriffs were very, very alert. They're very attuned. And I just want to thank Vincent for putting me next to Sheriff Chuck Corzenborn from Keaton County, Kentucky. He was a real gentleman at our table, and I had the pleasure of speaking with him. And what a nice man! And I just, like I said, everything was the conversation. Yeah, there was a representative from Front Sight there that I was surprised to see, because I don't think Ignatius Piazza gets to come down here much. But he did have his manager down there, which was good to see. And also, surprise, surprise, Larry Pratt.
And, yes, and I'm going to tell you something super cool. We know that we need our peace officers and elected officials, at least in the law enforcement arena, to be armed and to be trained and to do well with their firearms. A private company, Front Sight, offered to give every one of those sheriffs and deputies free training. That was an amazing thing to me, Vincent.
Absolutely. And Larry Pratt responded in kind, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you talk about what Larry Pratt did?
So it was tremendous. Number one, Larry Pratt agreed to fund the creation of the Legal Defense Fund for Sheriffs. That's one thing he did. Are you thinking of something else?
No, that was the main point.
And I don't know how much that cost, but I know this, to set up the appropriate organization for sheriffs and everything else. It isn't going to be cheap. It's going to be several thousand dollars.
And I know that if one of our sheriffs or peace officers or chiefs gets in trouble with the feds by doing the right thing, okay, Larry Pratt, I'm 100% confident that Larry Pratt will rally to that person's aid the 300,000 members of Gun Owners of America, because he said he would do it for me.
Now, you got to meet Richard Mack, too, right, Frank?
You bet.
I did. He was a little pressed, but I had two conversations with him, one as an admirer on his program, and other seeing the person in the flesh. And he looks exactly like his pictures. And people forget, he tried for the FBI. He was a sheriff where he was in Arizona. And can I just say to your listeners, all of these men and women there and all have law enforcement backgrounds extensively. They all have, degrees of some sort in criminal background. And they're also, I know it's a dirty word here, but, politicians. And they know how to get elected in very, very narrow fields, where you don't have wide, latitude. And for these people to come and share their knowledge with us, and even sheriffs that were asking questions from the speakers, also enriching their own knowledge and information, I thought it was a very great exchange of ideas. And being an observer sitting in the back of the room there, a few tables, seats over from Mr. Pratt, it was very, very informative. And a lot of the questions that were raised were questions that myself and a lot of other people just would not listen to. But I could see you, Vince, sitting off to the side there. You were getting every question that was being asked, and you were being able to understand every answer that was given. And for me, like I said, it was just a privilege being there.
Now, let me tell you something else fascinating. I'm a reasonable judge of character. Vince will tell you, he's been with me in personal meetings and things like that. I'm reasonably astute, okay? And I'm telling you right now that one of the reasons that I work so closely with Richard Mack, and that I've basically, for the most part, become his right-hand man, really for a lot of these seminars that we put together. We have him on the radio more than anybody else. He joins us every Thursday on Liberty Roundtable. By the way, we're expanding the Thursday Richard Mack Thursdays. But we're going to have Richard Mack and another cycling sheriff from around the country on at the same time on Thursdays. So that's going to be incredible.
Cycling, is it like a two-seater machine, or what kind of cycling are they?
Well, it's actually four-cylinder because it's Sam and Kurt and then Richard Mack and then another sheriff. So it's actually not a two-stroke. It's a four-cylinder. Yes, sir. You don't need to add mix anyway. It's just pure rock and roll. Okay, now, I just want to say, though, that we're expanding that. But what I wanted to bring this up to Frank, and he can validate this. One of the reasons that I've been so willing to work with Richard Mack is because when you go and shake his hand, you do not get this feeling of somebody who thinks they're the cat's meow or somebody who's an elitist. You do not get somebody who's kind of above reproach and doesn't have time. What you get is a real person on the ground, and you say, you know what? The first thing that came to my mind when I met Richard Mack in person is, he's one of us. He's just like we are. And I find that very rare in folks of his stature who have actually gone to the Supreme Court and won, who has been a sheriff, who when you do those things, a lot of times you believe you're kind of above the rest of society. When you meet Mac, you know that he does not think that or believe that in any way. Do you want to respond to that, Frank?
Well, he didn't know me from Adam, and he took time to answer my questions, and he didn't brush me off to the side and float over to more familiar faces to him. And he took the time with me, and again, I was very pleasantly surprised.
Vincent, do you want to respond? Because the people at these meetings were not like that. They were not rock star folks. They are, but they don't have that view of themselves.
Well, that was exactly what I found to be the case also. And we're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers conference that we had over the weekend. And, Sam, our USAPrepares.com class does not know about the document. Why don't we take a couple minutes just to talk about that to bring them up to speed. Why don't you just give us the 30 seconds?
All right, so we were there for two main reasons. A gazillion other things got accomplished along the way. But we are there for two main reasons. Number one, we were there to create a legal defense fund for sheriffs. You know what? Sheriff Nick Finch won in Florida in Liberty County. There was Liberty. Thank the heavens for that. But he ended up $166,000 in debt.
Sam, let's just bring it to the attention of the class that he was arrested and put in jail because he decided that an arrest that one of his deputies made was an illegal arrest. So his deputy called the state police, and Nick Finch was arrested and put in his own jail.
By the Attorney General and by Sheriff Rick Scott. By Governor Rick Scott in Florida.
For defending we the people. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Vincent's laughing at me trying to run this board and talk at the same time.
Well, Sam, I'm laughing at you with you because you're laughing and smiling at my rejoinder. You know,
I think your rejoinder's awesome. I think it's funny. I think it's good. I think the intros really are educational about get a pen, get a paper, get your memory all ready and happening. That's one of them. This one about no whining. We don't tolerate that crap. I like that stuff. And it really, and my joiners are about the Constitution. Like we say, hey, you know, we're begging you to please obey the Constitution. And then what I want to say at the end of it is, if you don't, we'll toss you in the clink. You know? So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And the intros really, in my opinion, are instructive.
Sam, I want to take a 1 minute detour. And I'd like to share, I was going to share this tomorrow, but I'd like to share this today. You've welcomed me into your studio. And class, for those of you who don't know, Sam has is blind. And the first day I got into the studio, now imagine, I'm sitting in the studio right now. There are monitors everywhere, computer monitors. There are,
and they're all off. It's great.
Well, one, two, three, four, five monitors.
I'm just trying to save power, Vincent.
Yeah, and they're all off.
By the way, monitors suck power, just so people know.
Every monitor in this room is off. And the first day I came into the studio, Sam said, hey, let me turn the lights on for you. And so he turned the lights on so I'd be able to see what I'm doing in the studio. But, Sam, you don't have the lights on in your studio when I'm not here, do you?
Not most of the time, no. Don't need them.
Yeah. And so there
it makes it hotter when the lights are on. Did you know that?
Yeah. Sam, you've got one, two, three keyboards, mice, microphone.
Actually, I got three keyboards here and then one over there. I got four.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Four. and hundreds of dials, buttons, knobs, and switches.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so that's the environment we're in. And Sam is, and he's got two sets of headphones on, and he's listening to four feeds.
Yeah, if you're kind of the faint-hearted, this ain't the digital room for you. Just saying.
Literally, he's got two sets of headphones on, crisscrossed on his head, so he can hear two separate, well. Two
I got to hear my computer.
Yeah.
So that I can read my computer screens and stuff like that.
Right.
And then I got to hear the regular Liberty News radio feed, which is Sam and Kurt and the Liberty Roundtable show.
Right.
And then I got to hear the feed from GCN.
Right.
But I not only got to hear the on-air feed, I got to hear the board op if he talks to me, too.
Right.
Right. So I got all this going on, yeah.
Yeah, so he's doing all of this by sense of touch. And he can do it in the absolute dark. And I don't think there's another person on the planet that could do it.
Oh, come on. No, there's smart people around the world, man. They can do stuff.
I don't think there's another person on the planet that can do what you're doing.
Oh, come on.
We're working with two clocks. I mean,
yeah, and that's true, too. And that's why I say USA Prepare starts now, and then I do this joiner. And that's what he was laughing at, is me getting that joiner timed.
Yeah, and he timed it perfectly. So we're talking about this Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conference where a document was hammered out that is a resolution of these sheriffs and peace officers and chiefs of police and such, which will defend us. They are taking a hard-line stand to defend we, the people, from the tyranny of the federal government and agencies.
And let's make it clear, a hard-line stand just means they're going to uphold the law.
Yeah, that's all they're going to do.
They're not going to do anything crazy. They're not going to do anything incendiary.
Nope.
They're just going to stand on the supreme law, and they're going to uphold it and demand that everyone obeys it, not just some.
Right. So, Sam, I guess it's not appropriate to talk about. We have the document here. It's not like we don't know. We were part of the. What would you call it? The organization.
We're the staff. We're the movers and the shakers. In fact, the document that they brought down, which was from a previous conference, which had 100 sheriffs plus work on it, I'm the one that printed it from my computer and brought it down.
Mm-hmm.
Then we took that document and we hammered on it and hammered on it and hammered on it. Then we got the final draft that everybody, all the sheriffs signed. It looks like 41 of them so far. And then basically what they did is they sent it to the attorney for review and CC'd Sam Bushman is what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this document was hammered out. It will be released within the next couple of weeks as a press release from the sheriffs. And at that time, we can talk about the specifics.
And we will read the whole thing on the air and give you our analysis.
Absolutely.
And we'll bust out and make it a simulcast. How's that?
That's what we need to do, Sam. We'll do a simulcast, and we'll make sure that you know every single word of this document. And I guarantee you that when you hear it and when you read it, you will be grinning from ear to ear that the sheriffs, the chiefs of police, and those peace officers are standing with us, for us, with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Sam,
he's watching me in the studio and he just laughs at me.
Well, no, I was thinking about something that we were talking about. Class, some of the best radio happens during the commercial breaks.
Good point.
And the news.
Yeah.
And Sam and I were just talking about, we met, you know, the government sent some spies over to.
They always do.
And we we met.
See, you know what's funny? My wife used to say, when I say people spy on the projects we work on, everything, my wife used to go, you think you're so important the government would pay attention to you, don't you? And I used to smirk at her and go, yeah, I actually do. And now my wife never questions that. She goes, I bet they were there. Because she's seen enough now with being married to me for 20-plus years and me being on the radio for 20 years and working with Kirk Crosby and the IRS taking us down and all the things we've been through. She doesn't even question it anymore. She has no doubt.
Well, Sam and Frank, let me just say this, and Kurt, you know, we have a meetup. The government spies try to sneak in, and they're so darn obvious. You can tell who they are. They look around. They sit away from everybody else. They aim their smartphones at us. They try to record everything that we're doing, and we know who they are within seconds. And so what we do is we go and join them and sit next to them and befriend them and welcome them.
And we start asking about their families.
And where they live and their dress and that kind of stuff. And they hate it. And, well, I can tell you this. That and they leave. They leave right away. But we met someone. Sam,
you almost feel like you want to say, do you think we might be able to do a broadcast from your kitchen table?
So we met some of the nicest spies this weekend at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're nothing but polite to them. And the reason we are is severalfold. Number one, they might as well just come up to us and say, Sam, we're government spies and we're hoping you'll give us some intel. Because my response is, I will. And I'm glad to. What do you want to know? I'm Sam Bushman. The SPLC says I'm one of the largest hate groups in the state of Utah. I own a radio network that's built in my house that's incredible and it's simple and I'm doing for less than pennies on the dollar what the big boys are doing. And yet, you guys are recording all my broadcasts. What more do you want to know? I've got 8 kids, a wife. I've got, you know, what I'm saying is I don't have a secret life, guys. There isn't one. So if that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for, man, if I can get in, I'll hear about how they're armed to the teeth and they're going to shoot everybody or they're going to plan a resistance in this way. Look, we're planning a resistance to your tyranny. There's no question. And let me say that again. We are planning a resistance to your tyranny. There is no question. But if you think it's a violent uprising or something like that, you've lost your mind. It doesn't exist. So, you know what? Go ahead and sneak into every event we have, and I'll just help you with the intel. You might as well just come clean and ask me for it, though, because I'm giving it to you right now. In fact, just so the FBI knows, if you guys want to record every one of my talk shows, they're available on archive, downloadable free at my expense, okay? That's just one of the ways I make it secret. And I'm just saying, you guys are goofy.
And the same thing is true with our broadcast at USAPrepares.com on Genesis Communications Network. You can download them for free, every word. Every word, every commercial.
Okay, and when you go to the events, the CSPO events, there are no secret meetings. There are no hidden agendas. There are no subversion plans behind the scenes. It doesn't exist.
As a matter of fact, we record it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So all I'm telling you is it's just very strange. I don't know what their agenda is. I don't know what they think they're accomplishing. I don't know if they just think, man, we've breached their perimeter. We'll even feed you dinner, which is what we do. We fed them dinner at our expense. Did you know that? These people are goofy.
Hey, Sam, so I just want to thank him. It was nice meeting him. It really was.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. So enough said on that. And by the way, we're not going to say who they are. Right? We're not going to do it. No matter
what. They know who they are.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. And I bet they know we know. But anyway.
Now they do. Hey, Sam, let's talk about one. Well, before we do that, I just interrupted myself. Well, let's talk about Danny Pyman. But Frank Underhill, you sat at a dinner table with us, and you met Gordon Martinez, correct?
Roger that. Yes, sir. We did. And Gordon Martinez was a police officer in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
A very unique one.
Yeah, he's going to be on the radio with us here at USAPrepares.com. And guess what he did? He arrested O.J. Simpson. Would you like to know what happened during the arrest with O.J. Simpson? Do you want to know what Detective Martinez thinks, believes? Well, you can. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you the day, but if you keep checking with USAPrepares.com, I will post it probably one day in advance because I don't want this to get derailed. This is a significant interview broadcast. And we're going to get to the inside of what happened, and you're going to hear it right from the arresting detective right here on USAPrepares.com. So that's available for free download if you happen to miss the broadcast. So
Let's and talk, by the way, that's yeah. true for the FBI, too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about Denny. Let's talk about Denny Pyman. That's an amazing. That's an
Charles says
story.
We need to boost Vince's audio. Really, Vince's audio is fine. And when Vince talks loud like he should, then it works great.
Okay.
But Vince is an Italian, so he wants to talk really quiet. I'll tell you what he's thinking and stuff. But I'm all just right. saying you got to bust out.
All right. Well, let's talk about Denny Pyman. That's a fascinating
Denny
story.
Denny Pyman. Did you meet Denny Frank Underhill?
May have, but I don't think I could place the face, actually, gentlemen. There are so many people there.
We had a debate about his age.
Well,
and he's an older gentleman. I mean, he's almost as old as Vincent. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Vincent, for listeners, is very youthful looking, and I don't believe the age myself either.
Can I tell you a quick story about that?
Debatable.
My daughter came over. She's married and stuff like that. She came over to meet Vincent because she loves radio. She's been a Borat for a long time for me and stuff like that. Anyway, and I said, "How old do you think Vincent is?" And she guessed right on because she knew. But I said, "How old does he look?" And she said, "Well, with knowing his age, he looks probably 5, 6, 7 years younger." And then I said, but what if you didn't know his age? And she said, Dad, I would think he's about your age. I'm telling you, that means in his, like, late 40s.
Yeah.
What do you think of that compliment, Vincent?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that, Sam. Thank you.
Kirk Crosby's gaining on you, though.
Yeah, yeah. Kirk Crosby is youthful. And I'll tell you what. It's that we were talking about vigor, and he has it. How many grandchildren does he have?
12 and growing.
12 going on 14.
Well, all right. Now, just a quick note, though. A listener emailed in, and Kurt emails me and says, I will remind Sam and everyone that hope is not a plan, but the CSPOA and everybody coming together and working on it and contributing certainly is a plan, says Kurt. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Evil triumphs when good people do nothing. The time now is to help with something that's actually working. And then Kurt says 52% less depression,
no.
42% less anger,
part of the
and 27% increased vigor. All right, there you go.
Yeah, good point.
Now, but I think hope is a plan, Kurt.
Yes, it is. And, this is an input from a listener. And, our buddy Steve wanted to make sure that we pointed that out. He wanted us to highlight some of the, I guess you could say, events, even though we went over some of them last hour. I don't know if you want to just give it a cliff notes version.
Well, a quick 30 seconds is this. When somebody says hope's not a plan, I agree hope without action is not a plan. Just like faith without works is dead. Okay, so I agree that you got to turn your hope into action. You can't just run around and go, man, I hope God fixes this for me because, wow, it's tough. You got to really put your money where your mouth is, and you got to really get involved, and you got to have blood, sweat, and tears, and you got to work hard. But I guess I would submit to you that I don't think our listeners are foreign to that at all. We talk about getting involved. We talk about the solutions. We invite people to be involved. We provide ways people can be involved all day long. And so I think hope with action is a plan, just like faith with works is live and well. And so that's kind of the summary of that. I wanted to get to that because it was a listener that emailed that in. Do you have a final thought on that, Vincent?
You know, the current administration in the White House has destroyed the meaning of hope to the point where when I hear the word hope, previously I thought, it's the word is meaningless to me. Now, if you look at what we've seen over the weekend, we are going to win this fight. We really are going to win. We're winning the war, and it's not lost. It is absolutely not lost. If we believe it's lost, and we all just throw in the towel, yeah, we've lost. But when I see these sheriffs and peace officers and chiefs of police coming together, and broadcasters coming together, and we, the people, coming together to support them, the constitutional sheriffs, not the ones that are beating us up and handcuffing us and throwing us into jail, not those guys, but the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers and chiefs of police, we are going to win this. Sam, they are going to arrest the thugs. They are going to arrest the federal employees, wouldn't you say?
I would say certainly. I would say that, now it's time, though, to really have a gut check, though. It's one thing to sign something. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to agree. It's another thing to go out and do. And so I'm waiting for the do part, ladies and gentlemen. And this is one of the examples where our buddy listener Steve is right. Hope and signing documents and running around talking and working on things, that's good. That's great. But you know what? If it stops there, it's not of a whole lot of value. So I'm waiting for the sheriff to get it done. And I think that Denny Pyman,
Let's tell a story.
Of all the people that was there, let's just say this. He's already doing what we're talking about now.
Let's talk about what happened.
There was corruption in the county of Jackson, Kentucky. And in Jackson, Kentucky, there was the good old boy network to the umpth degree. And there was generational crime and corruption. And Denny Pyman uncovered it as the sheriff. And he said, I'm not going to allow this to happen. I'm going to stand up, and I will not allow it to happen. I will have the law obeyed in my county. And the battle commenced. And they stripped his budget. They took away his police cruiser and gave him an old beat-up Mustang.
It was from the impound lot.
Yeah, from the impound lot. You're exactly right. And he drives his beat-up Mustang around. Anyway, long story short, he had to arrest the judge in the county. And he walked into a public meeting and he said to the judge, you know what, I hate to have to do this, but you are under arrest, sir. And the judge smirked and looked over at the county attorney there and said, do I have to obey this yahoo? And a district attorney sat there for a minute and he goes, I think you better go with the sheriff. So Denny Pyman put that guy in handcuffs, brought him out, full cameras on him. You can go see it on YouTube, by the way. And he walked him out and he tossed him in the back of that old Mustang.
These are the gentlemen and ladies that we're talking about. They have the guts to do what we expect them to do.
Now, Steve, that's a whole lot of hope and a prayer, but a whole lot of action to back it up, baby.
You bet. Sam, Kurt, Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be slightly.
What are today's hot?
Why today? I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
DC
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, again, during the commercial breaks, we're chatting. And Sam...
Sam went off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Sam... Sam wants me to write a book. I mean, that's the last thing I need to do is add to my list.
No,
right?
You absolutely need to write a book. I'm going to talk to your wife because I know she'll agree. Anyway, we'll work on that and get the title coming up and keep on that project. There are several things we got to get to. One, we got an incredible caller we want to get to in a second. You got Frank Underhill with us.
Yep, Frank Underhill.
You got Kurt Crosby. You got Sam Bushman. You got Vincent Fennelli. USA Prepares Liberty Roundtable simulcasting today. Vincent and Sam are in studio together live in the top of the Rocky Mountains. Finishing the Denny Pyman story really quick.
You're talking about the Mustang.
All right, so he arrests this judge in the Mustang and walks him out. The whole meeting has to stop because they don't have any authority there to continue the meeting at all. And they say, you know what, you're going to pay for this, Denny Pyman. And Denny just simply said, I've got to obey the law, sir. It's not about paying for it, it's about the law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short, then he had to arrest a financial clerk. And Denny Pyman told us this story at the event on Friday night, and I'm telling you right now, it was amazing. And Denny said at the end, I'm just getting started with the corruption. I've just scratched the surface with what's going on in my county alone.
And he's going to take off an hour here and an hour there, and he's going to tell the whole world on your show and ours.
Yes, and he's also going to then help raise money for Sheriff Nick Finch and others for their legal defense funds. Because you know what? He knows he might need it someday. So all I'm telling you is tremendous things happened at that event. And the reason that I bring up the Denny Pyman story from Kentucky is because when we say that these sheriffs are actually doing something where it's not just a hope and a prayer and meet, greet, and retreat and get nothing done, this is serious business. He's taking action and hoping for a better world and doing his very best to achieve it. So anyway, we finish on that. A caller to USA Prepares and Liberty Roundtable Live. Kyle Montana, you're on the radio, sir. Go, we're in a hurry.
Yep, I understand. You know, Vince, if you need some help on that book, I'd be willing to throw in some ideas and thoughts on that as well. But no, the biggest thing I wanted to say is that, you know, we really might need these guys faster than we think, because did you, I don't know if you caught it or not, but the news broadcast picked up over the weekend that Jay Carney had said that Mr. Obama had already made it known to, told it was making a press announcement that if he couldn't get what he wanted done through Congress, if they wouldn't do, implement his agenda, that he would do it by executive order and go completely around Congress.
Yes, we're absolutely aware of that, and the sheriffs are rallying to countermand exactly that, Sam.
All right, yeah, you're right, and I hope good honest sheriffs decide, hey, if this guy runs around the country violating his oath of office, trying to make law from the executive branch, etc., hopefully he'll end up in one of their counties and they'll arrest him for his belligerence. Thanks, Kyle. We don't mean to chop you off. We certainly appreciate it, but we've got to really roll here. We've only got a couple of seconds left. Do you want to have Frank Underhill with a final thought, Vincent?
Yeah, Frank, tell us what the... What was the big picture that you saw?
The big picture that I saw were sheriffs and like-minded people, sheriffs from all across the country. I surprised people as far as Maryland, as far south east as Florida, Texas, as far north as Idaho, California, Northeast. I was just very, very impressed, pleasantly surprised how many people from across the country were there. And I'm glad it's just not a regional phenomenon, mm-hmm. but a national one. And again, thanks for putting on the event, and thanks for having me. I walked out very, very feeling very invigorated.
Frank, would you say that the war is not lost based on what you saw?
I think it's just beginning.
Yeah.
And there'll be more of these people of like mine elected to office across the country.
Frank, what I saw was sheriffs standing together. And although we only have 39 plus a 2 or 41 signed on, what this really means is the other guys who have not yet signed on are probably saying, darn, I wish I could be part of that original document. I want to get on board right now. So sheriffs, police chiefs, deputies, join us. Join us right now. Sam?
Liberty Roundtable Live, USA Prepares, thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's always educational and entertaining. We appreciate all of you, and Godspeed.
Frank, thanks so much.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.